This is Triple M's Rush Hour with JB and Billy. Thanks to Bluebet, the true blue Aussie bookie. Gamble responsibly. Now, thanks to KO Sports and only on the Listener app, it's a Rush Hour footy exclusive. Get the game you want when you want this footy season on KO.
James Brayshaw, Billy Brownless, this is Triple M's Rush Hour, and right now we're joined by the Gold Coast Suns' Sam Collins.
Unlike some defenders who don't man up on anyone, our next guest loves a good one-on-one stoush.
Lynch on a good strong lead for the Tigers. Collins, beautiful closing speed from the Suns defender.
He never travels far from the defensive 50, but off-field, he's been to even hotter places, like Morocco and the Sahara. Please welcome Sam Collins.
Now, fat. I tell you how tough this bloke is.
How tough?
Buddy gives him a clip.
Yes, I saw
that. He's got the Bandido Mustaka.
I see that.
And he just bounces straight up and turns to the great man and says, "Is that as good as you got?" Is that what happened, Sammy?
It was something along those lines, but you're not too far off. Just lucky the mustache didn't come off, I think.
I loved it, mate. And I love the way you go about it, by the way. Old-fashioned, tough, hard, big defender. It's bloody good to watch you play footy. What about the Gold Coast Suns, mate? We were starting to see things move in the right direction last year. Very tough opponent on the weekend. Sydney, a bloody good side. How are you seeing things sitting?
Yeah, absolutely. We're a bit disappointed about last week, that's for sure. But, you know, we're one round into a really long season, so we're confident that we've got the right recipe here, and we just need to get back on the horse and focus on our intensity and work rate. And I think that'll give us a good start this week against the Bombers.
Yeah, exactly right. It's all about the response against the Bombers, who are quite good also. But now tell us about yourself, because we love these stories. You undrafted in your 18th, when your last year in 18. And then you played.
What did any of that mean, Rabbits?
He didn't get picked up in the draft, Jim. And then, of course, he played a bit of footy at Box Hill and then was very, very good at Werribee. Was that where they started to take notice of you there, Sammy?
Yeah, so I actually got drafted when I was 21 from Box Hill to Freo for a couple of years.
And yeah, then, that's right, yeah.
Yeah, delisted after 2 years there. Had my year at Werribee with Johnny Lamont, and then, lucky enough to be picked up from the Suns. So at the time, Dewey and Dean Solomon ventured out to Frankston to watch me and Josh Corbett play, and lucky enough, we both ended up on the list up here.
I don't think Sammy, you could have got that more wrong, Bill.
Bill is in Hobart. And hasn't been able to find the studio. He's basically been wandering the streets of Hobart. There's only three streets in Hobart, so he hasn't been able to do any research, as you would have gathered from that question.
No, you were best and fairest at Werribee, Jim, and was named in the team of the year, I think, and even come third in the JJ Liston, their Brownlow medal. Then, of course, comes the goal. And you haven't missed a game, I reckon, what, 2 or 3 years maybe, Colo?
Yeah, had a really good run of it the last couple of years. Missed a few early on at my first couple of years up here, but yeah, had a pretty good run of it recently, and just really loving it up here and what I can bring to the team. So hopefully I don't miss too many more.
And tell us about the big Bandido. I love it because I'm a man that would be unable to grow anything that remotely resembled that, Colo. But you stuck with it. It looked like it might have been a 1 year job, and there you've stayed with it.
Yeah, just kind of thought I'd see how it went. Personally, can't grow too much facial hair, so it actually took me 3 months to get something that you could see. And then after such commitment, I thought to get rid of it so soon would be a disservice. So I've stuck with it and will for the near future.
And the fringe, what about that?
Yeah, that's a home job. That's a spirit level straight across the front. Georgia doesn't like it. I love it. She's trying to get rid of both the fringe and the moustache for our wedding at the end of the year, but I'll probably hang tough on that.
Geez, you've done well there because you do look like a bikey and you look rough and ready. And then Georgie looks beautiful. So how does all that work? What happened there?
Yeah, she's a beautiful woman. So I met her. She's actually a paramedic and she was working in Grafton a fair few years ago now, and just kind of hit it off. And got a great life together, and she's great for me. Calms me down a bit.
Now, tell me this. As a man, Colo, who's about to get married myself at the end of the year, my much better half, if she wants me to look a certain way, I guarantee you that's how I'm going to look on the day. I think the closer you get, that moustache and fringe, you're in real trouble.
Yeah, I think so. It actually went to a poll on our invitations out, so it's unfortunately out of my control, so hopefully that our friends and family vote for it to stay, but otherwise, it'll have to get the flick.
Did I see that you went to the Sahara Desert in the off-season and ended up in Morocco? Is that true?
Yeah, we went on a 2-week trip to Morocco, Georgia and I, and just, beautiful part of the world. And, yeah, we spent a couple of days in the Sahara, which was absolutely magical. It was actually raining when we got there, so something you don't see all too often. But absolutely great trip, great culture, really nice people, and would highly recommend it to everyone. A bit off the beaten track.
I was going to say, I would love to go there. Morocco, I've heard only brilliant things about.
Yeah, absolutely. The food's awesome. The people are lovely. If you get yourself out of the capital cities, then it just shows a really completely different side to the culture that you probably don't see, and it's got some really beautiful and amazing places that not too many venture to.
What do you do in the Sahara? Do you get on a camel and just walk into the desert?
Have a listen to Bill.
Yeah. Well, that's pretty much it. And the camel's awesome for the first 5 minutes. But
And then what happens? We might pinch a tent here, so we'll stay here the night, and then we'll get on the camel again and go further. I just don't see. It's not like the beach.
Yeah, no, it's not. No, you can do a bit of you can do some sandboarding and things like that. But we pretty much just got in there and then that was about it, really.
Bill, I don't suggest you go there because your ability to control a camel is the stuff of legend. It got away from you at Moonee Valley that day. You ended up in bloody Essendon. So I don't think you should go anywhere near it. Now, I heard a whisper, Colo, that our man, great friend of this show, Took Miller, is under a cloud for this weekend? Is there any truth in this?
No truth. No truth at all. He trained really well today, and an important part for our team. So we're really looking forward to seeing him this weekend against the Bombers. So no truth to the rumour.
Good. I like that.
Good. We need that for the super coach, Rabsy. Also, Charlie Constable, one of my great mates. How's he going? I see he had a good game last week.
Yeah, he's been going really well. He's kind of swung himself to the half-back line this year, which is something that we're all benefiting from. And, really great contributor down there. And if we can just get the ball in his hands and give him a bit more time and space, I think he's going to be a really valuable asset to us. But just can't underestimate how he's just grabbed his opportunity with both hands, and he's happy to do the work for the team.
So, Bill, can you just roll us through how Sam Collins got to be an AFL footballer? Just have a go at that for us, maybe.
Well, Don Varley's from out there, and he's in a biking gang out there, Jim. And then got picked up by Fremantle, you idiot. Star at Werribee. Has played 82 games. Haven't kicked a goal yet, Colo. What's going on there?
I spoke to Gill a couple of years ago about that, and he brought in the stand rule to try and entice a 50s for me off an intercept, but yet to happen. So I'm not too sure who we've got this weekend, but if they can call one, I'll be very grateful.
Hey, by the way, if you want to be a member of this amazing club in Victoria, just $59, rabbitsgoldcoastfc.com.au/membership. Sign up now. They are growing. Colo, well done, mate. Thank you so much for joining us. As I say, old-fashioned, tough defender.
Love it.
I absolutely love it. Keep going the way you're going, and good luck for the rest of the year.
Awesome. Thanks for having me, guys. Really appreciate it.
Sam Collins from the Gold Coast Suns on the Rush Hour. Triple M.
This has been a Rush Hour footy exclusive. Thanks to KO Sports. Get the game you want when you want this footy season on KO. Triple M's Rush Hour with JB and Billy. Thanks to our mates at Bluebet. Get around Bluebet this footy season and download the app today. Gamble responsibly.